Ding. Perk Gimel Pasuk Tezayin.
Famous Pasuk.
Yeah, famous Pasukim, actually. The ones we ended off with also. Ashrei Odom, starting from Perk Pasuk Yud Gimel, just to get into the schwung of it. You don't have another sefer over here?
Not yet.
Sure. Okay. All right. Ashrei Odom Motzo Chochmo, the Odom Yofik Tvuna, Kitoy Sachra Mischa Kosef, Micharutz Tvuoso, Yikara Hi Mipnini, Mikol Chapatech Lo Yishvon. All these Tukim are being Meshabeach Limotor. And now, this is where we're up to. Erech Yomi Bimino, Bismilo Oishav Chavoy. So you have long days, long life, and it's right. And it's left, you have wealth and honor. So the Goyin explains, what does it mean over here, Yamin and Smoil? Basically, it's the Gemara. Kloimar, Limayminim Bo, La Loimdim Lishmo, Kmoish Amul Chazal. And Chazal already speak about this pasuk. The Gemara and Shabbos, it's put down in the footnotes over here of Mosada of Cook edition, probably there also, right? The Gemara is, well, so if you have the Yamin, whatever that means, we'll get to it in a second, the Gemara. So if you're going to, like the Gra over here says, my Yamin and Buzz, those who learn Lishma, they learn Teru Lishma. And there's Masvil and Buzz, they're learning for ulterior motives. We'll see in a second. And so the Gemara asks, what? So if you learn Lishma, you only learn Erech Yomim, but you're not going to get Oishu V'chavad, you're not going to get wealth and honor. The Gemara says that no, if you learn Lishma, if you learn from the Yomim, so then you're going to get everything. You're going to get even Erech Yomim, the thing that's less important, which is Oishu V'chavad. The Masmi'ilim, they're going to get only Oishu V'chavad, Erech Yomim, Lake. They're not going to get the long life. And Rashi over there explains, "My mina boys can lishma, mas milin shalay lishma." So that's where the Gra is coming off of this Gemara, directly on this pasuk, right? Kolayim the my mina boy laloyim the lishma, k'mo shamu chazal v'hainu oylem haba. That's the. What does it mean? Erech yom? It's not long life in oylem hazeh, but rather yilo arichas yomim oylem haba. He's going to have arichas yomim in oylem haba. That's the ikur. That's the big chiddush of somebody who's loyim lishma. He's going to have arichas yamim b'olam haba. And b'smoila, but if you're only going to learn, right, we've spoken about the right and the left in the past, and basically the right is always the bechina, is the higher bechina, bechina of chesed, and the smoila is usually is always the bechina of din, bechina which is a lower bechina, a bechina of holding back. So when you're doing something lishma, it's very limited. When you're learning for lishma, you're learning for a very limited reason. If you learn lishma, that's basically you're learning already the mehusad, or you're learning the ain case. You're learning for the ain sof. You're learning for the Torah, which is ain sof. You're learning for the Baruch Shalom, depending on how you want to be magdir lishma, which is I've mentioned is a sugya b'fnei atzmo. Maybe one day we'll get to it. But nevertheless, that is learning something which is not mugbal, is not finite, and therefore the schar for it is Erech Yom and Richas Yom Avayilam Haba, which is beyond the finite aspects of this world. Whereas B'smoila, if you're learning the left, which is B'tzimtzum, you're learning it in a limited fashion, you're only learning it for the purposes which the Gra is Mefarish over here, V'hainu Al Korchach, Oy B'shvil Momoin, Oy B'shvil Kavoy. And we'll see in the Gra, in other parts of the Sefer, Bez Hashem, we'll get to one day, that there's another category of Shalei Lishma, which he's saying is not necessarily going to get this Schar, which is Lakanter. That's already problematic. You're learning to misuse the Torah. That's already bad. But so therefore the Gra is saying, Al-Korchuk, Shalei Lishma, the ones that are going to get Oishev Echavit is because that's what they're learning for. Oibishvil Mamein, Oibishvil Kavit. The guy that are learning Shalei Lishma, they're learning for their own purposes, either because they want to get a good job and to be, let's say, a dayan in the rabbanut is a good job, gets good pension, and, you know, so they'll learn very well in order to make money, or because they want to get covered. L'chein yeh lehem kein. So therefore, taka, they're going to get that. Oishu v'chavad. They're learning for oishu v'chavad, they're going to get the oishu v'chavad.
What's arichas yelling in olam haba as opposed to olam haba?
As opposed to?
Olam haba. It's arichas yelling in olam haba.
Yeah, it means olam haba, because that's like an internal life.
Yom shikulara.
Yeah, yom shikulara, exactly. It's an infinite existence, basically, relative at least to this olam haza. I don't want to get into that, but.
Yeah, there's different accounts of yimin smoil. Okay, that is pure yimin. That's
the shema. Pure, yeah.
And like, there's. You said that
the
yamin is a
smell
and the
best
is to sort of.
The tiferes. What's the tiferes of this?
In the middle.
Here's. Yeah, no, here, right. Here it's not.
Not on the side. You don't the yamin or the smell. You need to get on that's called
yamin and smell. You need to have been like. Amala, it would be shame. Go high. Yamin and smell is mashmama. I think something in the middle will be the best.
Yeah, you could just
like
chesed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but not always is. Not always is yamin and smol, you know, Kabbalistically speaking, that's the way it's always used. But when you're discussing in the terms of psukim, in terms of the chazal, they're not always relating to three columns. Very often they're relating only to two. So you'll have yodcha, yad keha, relative to, you know, the right hand. There is no third hand. So it doesn't always, especially when we're discussing psukim, chazalim, it doesn't always work with that, the division of three. And here, clearly, we're just working with a division of two.
Yeah, it's not talking about hands. It's talking about yamin.
Yeah, but it's clear that there's only two options over here. There's no... theoretically, you would have a middle column here where you have somebody, probably a lot of people, are learning lishma with some loy lishma mixed into it. It's probably a good percentage of people. But that's clearly not the middle in the sense of kava emtza that we normally speak about, where... the Kava Emsa, Kabbalistically speaking, is the ideal, right? Like the Rambam's balance he spoke. No, here, that's not the issue. It's not an issue of balance here. There's only two options. If you learn Lishma, or you learn Lishalei Lishma. If you're learning in the middle, a mix, so you're halfway there. You're not in the ideal state. Okay. So, Drachei Adachinayim, next pasuk. Drachei Adachinayim. V'chol nesivaseh shalom.
Can I bring it back with a second? How does Chazal know that's talking about Lishma, Yemina?
It's actually Rashi. Rashi is the one that my meaning by Oiskim Lishma.
Where did that
Rashi
come from? Like, why is Yemin something about Lishma?
Right, so Yemin is always considered the more, if you want to say it, Yemin and Sma would be positive and negative, the positive and negative attributes. So, Mele, Rashi understands that if you're discussing, the Gemara is clearly talking about something b'kesha to learning Torah. The Pasuk is clearly talking about Torah. So, my meaning ba is the person who's learning the Torah in the most positive way possible, which means that Pashas means Lishma.
It's that Shkida or Nasmada or in Ziv.
Right, but all those things are just really technical. In other words, the Iker. And certainly the Ikkah will find in Chazal that they make an issue
of. I think you could be doing that in Lodishma also. I don't think the guy who's learning Lodishma is felt in the Hasmada. I think it's just this whole Chazal of us learning is different.
Right. That, no, you're saying I think the same thing what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's just like that's just the technicalities of your limud. You know, the Hasmada can be, like you're saying, could be Hasmada Dafka because you want to pass that test and you want to get that, you know, but that's not something Shoshi, that's not the root aspect of your learning. The root
you
aspect
have Keva, which is a Setos HaKeva, which is something in the Mahut, and the why, Lishmo, because of this, maybe it's not the Mahut.
You see in Chazal that the Iker, I call it Loim Lishmo Zeich L'Dvarim Harbe, right? The Iker thing that Chazal are praising is the person who learns Lishma, and you find, of course, Chazal to discuss somebody who's not learning Lishma. But all the other things, if you're learning, they're talking about Kuvei Itim LaTorah, you're talking about What else? What else we find with the? We talk about bekiyas, look megirsan. All these things are the tzuras halimut. How you should do it. What's the, you know, what's the best way to learn? All these are all methods. These are all details of it. The only thing that's really the root base of the, which changes the whole mahus of the limud, is if you're doing it lishma or shalei lishma. What exactly lishma or lishma is, that's another thing. But that changes the whole focus of your limud. It's the meaning of your limud. So that's the it seems that's what's behind Rashi the Gemara, to understand that this is the inyan of yamin and smayl over here. These are the most root aspects of positive and negative that there are. Kviyas, right? You find the inyan of yeshiva really, right? By limud because kaveh timotar is a person is not, you know, doesn't mean that he's learning 5 hours straight. That's not the kviyas, you know, that's not the asmada. Kaveh tim pashas means from lashon of ligzoil. You steal time out of your day and make sure that every day you're going to have a certain time set aside for learning. But this is the ikar of everything is what your learning is for. What's the purpose of your learning? L'shem Shemayim, L'shem HaTorah, if you use Reb Chaim Blasio. Or you're doing it for yourself, Batsim. That's when you're learning for Mammon or Kavod, Batsim, you're learning for yourself.
Why is it about Taka such a difference, though? Taka Zaman Mutayim. Kilo, I don't know what I'm saying. Why is it so?
Well, first of all, let's look at it from the opposite angle. You could. This is a chiddush already. Ba'etzim, the person is really learning for himself, and he's still going to get schar. In other words, you see here that even the koyach of limud Torah shel lishma has in it a koyach that it's going to bring a person oish b'chavah. That's already a chiddush ba'etzim. Right? Now you're asking for the opposite angle. You're saying, well, what? Isn't it limud Torah ba'etzim choshev? Even if you have ulterior motives, but lemaisa, it's ba'etzim.
We're both on the same side. We're not talking about a guy who's baffling with Aisha B'chavah. Right. They're both coming to my Torah. No, he's Tachas walking in. He wants to be a big rabbi. He wants to be Chashav guy. He's coming to my Torah, be Chashav guy. Why is he not going to get a Rechaz Yama now?
Because what's he... First of all, the Pashat reason why he's not doing this, again, why he's not going to get a Rechaz Yama is, why is he learning now? What is his learning? What's his learning expression of? His learning is an expression of his drive to success.
So saying it's about my learning itself.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not my kavanah anymore.
Exactly.
My kavanah is just it's the cause of my learning being a different type of learning now.
Yeah,
you come lishma, you have a better learning than when I come lishma, I have a worse learning. It's not just my kavanah anymore. I was understanding maybe it's I have le lishma, so I'm le lishma. So I lose the schar.
The Zohar says, and the Gra talks about the Zohar, I mean in the Kuni Zohar, he said that learning that's done without, I don't remember the exact lashon, but I think the lashon of the yesod was without yirav ahava, without yirav Hashem and ahava Hashem. It's leisol kaleila. It doesn't go up. It's not poel in shemayim.
It's about all mitzvahs, right?
Huh?
Doesn't he say it's about all mitzvahs, is it?
Could be. I don't remember the whole lashon. Now, the Zohar in Kehelas, if I remember correctly, says thing. He says on the pasuk of the Moisra Adam. Mina behema oyin, right? The what's extra over the Adam over the behema is ayin. So over there he says that the person that learns lishma is me'al shemayim. He gets above this world. He gets above this world, as opposed to the behema. The behemah is down here. It's like within Olam Hazeh. That's the Bechina behemah. Really, it's coming from Kabbalah, the idea that the maybe he says maybe not me'al Hashem. He does me'al Hashem chastecha. He brings that Gemara. But basically, we've spoken about the shemus of Hashem, right? So you have two types of shemus of Hashem. You have the shame, four really, right? I think we've mentioned in the past, Av Sag Ma Ben, the Kabbalah says. So you can fill out the Yud Kei Vav Kei, you can fill it out with Yudin, then you get a Gematria 72, you fill it out with two Yudin and an Aleph, meaning He Yud Vav Dalet He Yud, Vav Aleph Vav He Yud, then you get 63. And then the bottom two names, which are the ones that relate most to our to us are the, if you fill it with Aleph, so Yudvav Dal Hey Aleph of Aleph of Hey Aleph, that's a gematria of 45. And if you fill it out with Hayes, it's Yudvav Dal Hey Hey, Vav Vav Hey Hey, that's 52. So the third name that we said, which is called the Shema, that's a gematria of Odo. The last name, which is the filled out with Hayes, is a gematria Ben, that's a gematria of Behema. Adam of Behema Teshia Hashem. So two bechinas. Now, what's the difference between Adam and Behema? The difference between Adam and Behema is that the Adam is Mashpia. And that's the same word, and that's really these shemas, that the way it's discussed in this form, is that the shame of Ma is the shame, it's the koyach of Hashpo, that's Mashpia, koyach of Zohar. And the koyach of Behema, what's the Bechina Behema, is just it's a makabel. It just, you know, it receives. It's not, it doesn't have a real hashpa in the world. You use it. It's a kli. It's, and you might use it to plow the field, but that's also a gather of kli. It's just, it's to be used. It's not the thing that's using. It's not the thing that's doing. So these are two separate koyachas in the world. So the koyach of hashpa, be'etzim, is a koyach that relates to the Rabbein Shalom. It's a koyach ruchni be'etzim that you have, right? The Rabbein Shalom was mavarich man, Kivshua, that we're going to be Kovish the world, we're going to be in control of the world, which really means we're going to be the Netzigim of the Rabban Hashem, we're going to be the messengers of Rabban Hashem to control this world, right? Hashabara Lakim Lassus, says the Zayah, created the world for us to make it, for us to complete the world. Lassus Lash Nasi is to bring it to completion. So we're like the Hemshech of the Rabban Hashem, Banam Atem Hashem Lekechem. We're his Hemshech. But the Behema is just there to be used. To right, and who uses it? Of course, the other. We are in control of the behema to use it and to help bring this world to a tikkun, to a rectified and complete and whole state. So says the Gaon, bringing it back. This is, I'm just being mafar the Groh, because the Groh doesn't spell this all out, but he basically over there says that a person that learns shalei lishma is in the gedder of behema. Mamish, is that lashon? Do you have on the Megillus of him, Gro?
Yeah, is it in there?
It'd be better to...
Chamesh Megillus, I don't know if that's been going in there. Otherwise, I have downstairs.
Yeah,
we have
downstairs.
In the back.
Oh, you know? It's just an unbelievable loss in that grow.
How does it go with the Ba'olam Yasek Adam Atari Mitzvah Shalishma? The way it sounds like negative now.
Well, you just said.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like that grow is the Gedder Behema. There'll be a Behema, and that's going to bring me to the
Adam. It says the Gemara explains why.
I know, but
they have
a fact.
Oh,
so
you see, that's why I'm pointing out that you see from here that you're still going to get Oshav HaChavet. In other words, it's not a full negative thing. There's some kind of positive aspect over here, in the sense that otherwise you wouldn't be getting, right? If you Lekanter, you don't get anything. Lekanter is nothing, you don't get anything. So you see this. What?
Better it not be created.
Oh, so if you're learning over here for Eshev Chavad, you're still gonna get Eshev Chavad. So it's not, you can see that there's something to this even. What? So the Chazal, I'm sorry, I say that this kind of learning, which is not a negative learning, it's not the good way, it's not the best way to do. But this still Olam Yilmad Adam Shalei Lishma, because then already the Torah itself is going to bring you to a level of Lishma. It's not that be'etzem this learning is really the way it should be. Yeah, listen to the
little.
Yeah.
That makes it sound like if God would never come into the Shema, you wouldn't get the Oshav HaKavod either.
Right. So if you never get, no, why? If you got to
say the whole value is to bring him to the Shema.
The whole value here in the second from this girl, the whole value of the Torah in the sense of what Torah is supposed to be. That you're not going to get except if you learn the Shema. Comes all the Reb Chaim Volozhin says, if you're learning four hours, I think, right, 4 hours straight, it's impossible you're going to learn those that many hours straight, and you're not going to get a certain amount of lishma. It's going to be, well, it's automatic. Once a person gets into the learning, it's automatic. You're going to experience at some point a bechin of lishma, and for that moment, it's worth the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm just trying to ask how it goes with the once we said that girl, you're saying over there's in the darga of behema. I don't get how it fits.
Let's just read it first. Okay. Yeah, this is the girl in that pasuk. My yitroin the odom. On that pasuk, what's the yitaron of the person when he's omel, if he's being omel tachas hashemesh, under the sun? But omru tachas hashemesh ein lo lemal meshemesh yesh lo. Chazal said that tachas hashemesh he doesn't have anything. There's no yitaron. Lemal meshemesh yesh lo. Above the shemesh he has. Wukamash omru ad shelo techshach hashemesh. What does it mean? Ad shaloi techshach shemesh, until the sun doesn't like set, whatever. Zu neshama, that's the neshama. She meir lo adam b'chachma, that it illuminates the person with chachma. Kama shamar kan v'risi, like it says over here in Kehelis, v'risi ani sheyesh yitaron lechachma min asichlus. Right, that there's an advantage to chachma over foolishness. Ki yitroi na'or min achoshech, like the yitaron, like the advantage of light over darkness. He brings another pasuk. Chacham ena b'roshe v'aksil b'choshech hoyle. Chacham, right, his eyes are in his head, so to say, and the fool goes in darkness. Says the Gro, v'zeh shekosef tachas hashemesh. So when it says over here tachas hashemesh, it means tachas haneshama. Sheheim ha-nefesh v'ruach. What is tachas haneshama? That refers to the nefesh and ruach, which are the two levels of the soul underneath the neshama. Sheheim tachtav ki yedua. Shelechol amal, she'amal behem en yitaron. So any amal that you're doing, that you're amal with them, okay, so the Gro is using a little bit different, okay, a little bit different than I was saying before about Peh, but this comes out to the same insight. That he's saying, if you're going to use your nefesh and ruach, so any amal that you're doing in Torah, with that, in chachma and Torah, with that nefesh and ruach, en yitaron. There's no yitaron, there's no advantage, there's nothing, there's no yitaron to that type of amal. The amal b'kol amalai, and it says b'kol amalai, afilu amal Torah mitzvahs, sha'isa ben ene klum. Even the amelus that you do in Torah mitzvahs, in a club, there's no yitaron to that. Kemosh nemar, as it says, v'reisi v'chulei, that's called kishna maise v'chulei, gamzeh hevel. Also, this is hevel. V'omron, Chazal said, l'loimdein loy nemar el loy seyen. To those who learn the Torah, it doesn't say. It says loy seyen to those who do the Torah. And Chazal dashin loy seyen lishma means to those who are doing lishma, they're learning Torah lishma. To them, they're the ones that get the extras, the extra mile of limud Torah. V'yadua sheyitra na'odah min ha-behema bin ha-shama bilvad kanal. And it's yadua, he says, Kabbalistically speaking, it's yadua, that the yitaron, what's the mile that a person has over a behema? His neshama. Meaning like a behema has also a level of nefesh and ruach. But the neshama, that only a person has. And so that's, he's saying that's the bechina lishma. The omlu benefesh veruach, but if they're only omel with their nefesh and ruach, which the Gro means shaloi lishma with pnius l'shem taiva or kavod, like he says over there, who doim lebehema? Then he's similar to a behema. If you're learning only for pnius, Gro over there says l'shem taiva or kavod, then you're doim to a behema. What makes him more into the gather of an Adam in all his amal, even in his amal of Torah mitzvahs? So you see, the Gro says like a very sharp lashonis that you know, it's interesting because there was always this supposed machlokes in what in the whole idea of lima Torah lishma, but misnagdim, chesidim and misnagdim. I have a whole arichas on it. It's not for now, but it's mamish big arichas to show that despite what people understand from the Rosh Chaim, that there was a fundamental machlokes in what lima Torah lishma is. It's not true. But part of the this whole tumult is that they bring different shenis from the Sifri Chasidus. Early Sifri Chasidus is saying that if you learn Shalei Lishma, it's garnished. It's mamish nothing. Like, it's shayfer l'shaynes. This lashon of the girl is also very sharp. But if you die carefully, so here he's not saying that there's nothing. He's just saying that the yitaron, that extra level which you're supposed to have, bechinas adam more than a behema, that you're not going to get. Now he's not saying that a person is. It can be mislearned that if you're learning shaloi lishma, so you're doing it to a behema. That's not really what he's saying. He's saying you're lacking that yitaron. You haven't gone out of that level of behema. And that's why, to that I was being masbir, this is my beer, is that when he discusses Adam and behema over here, he's referring to these two bechinas, which are mashpia and makabel, which is the two shemus Hashem of the shema, which is gematria of Adam, and the shem ben, which is the gematria of behema. And that, you're not going to get that new madrega of Mashpia, which is the Madriga of Adam. You're not going to get that if you're learning with Pnius, because you're really just learning it for yourself, which means you're taking, you're not giving. The whole idea of learning Torah Lishma is that you're giving, whether you're giving to the Torah, whether you're giving to the Rabban Shalom Kibayachal, and the Chin of Tunuaz Elakim, you're being Mashpia here, you're giving to the world, you're giving to the Rabban Shalom, you're giving to Kali Yisrael, whatever, you're giving to the Torah, however you want to be Magdar. But if you're learning just for L'Shem Amon and you're learning for Pnius, you're learning because it somehow is going to get you other types. So you're taking. You're not doing. And that itself is chaser in the etzem haTorah shebedavar. That itself is the whole part of the Torah is that you're tapping into Ein Sof. You're tapping into something me'al akol, me'al this. Right? And when you're doing it just for L'Shem Asher v'Chavod, you're not tapping into that. You know, it's not because all your focus over here is for things that are olam hazadik of art, like oisher and kavod, wealth and honor. So the Rosh Hashanah says, you'll get that. You'll get as much as you put in. You put in your koiches into getting oisher and kavod, agam that it's Torah mitzvahs, but you're doing it for the reason of kosher, you'll get that. That's what you'll get.
How does it bring them the olam?
So what's the vart in La'ola? So you have the Nefesh HaChaim and Ruach HaChaim says La'ola, and you find the same thing as Chassid v'Chassidus. What's the vart in La'ola? Always doesn't make sense. Chazal wants you to learn Lishma. So what do you mean La'ola? You should learn Shalei Lishma. La'ola, you ask Adam Shalei Lishma. What do you mean La'ola? The goal is to get out of that state of Shalei Lishma. So part of that they write is that it's not stagnant. There's always like, as you move up, you should always view your level where you're holding as Shalei Lishma Klapei, a new level, you're going to get to like a higher level of Lishma. But what the Ruach Chaim, one of the things Ruach Chaim says there is, if I remember correctly, I have to check it up, is that Lo'ilam is a Lashon of Kvius. If you convey yourself to learn constant, not just a minute here, a minute there, 5 minutes there, but you have a hasmada of Shalei Lima, mitoich that hasmada, like he says in Nefesh HaChaim, mitoich that hasmada, that kind of limud, you're going to get to an aspect of Lishma. So that it's not a vart, according to that Ruach Chaim, it's not a vart, Nefesh HaChaim also, it's not a vart in that you're going to learn for a year or two Shalei Lishma, now you're going to get the rest of your life Lishma. But in actually, in every single limud, you'll have an aspect of, you may have, you know. Not only down there, you know. Maybe you could learn from the Shem Shemayim Mamish right away. But a regular person, at least the starting points of a person, is that he'll have to learn Shalei Lishma on every single limud. But if he's learning for a lo'olam way in a matzav of kfiyas of 4 or 5 hours, in there you're going to get a lishma, and that lishma already is going to be machshir and malo the whole entire learning. It says that also the Sifri Chassidus. Rav Shechaim says it, and the Sifri Chassidus say the same thing for the.
But Lewis was asking that if the Nakuda of Shalei Lishma is just to find your own needs, so how is that going to bring you to start thinking about other people? The whole limud.
That they should leave me, but they should leave my Torah, because there's a special koyach which is the Ma'or Sheva Torah, that's a Dabba Sheva Etzim. And if you're handling in the Torah for a few hours straight, that Mor is going to be Machzir Lamut. It's going to hold the person. There's no escaping it. Like a shmak in the Torah, the Kedusha, the Ruchnis in the Torah is going to bring that person and elevate him at least some of the time in that way. that's a big chesed did to us, right? That's even if you're holding on this, because that's the derech hatem. Obviously, Baruch Shalom is out for our good, out for our benefit. He knows everybody starts off. Start off with the Pesach Chatas Revitz. You have the Yitzhar starting from the beginning. So everything we do is lukniyas as a kid, and then as an adolescent, it's usually the matzav also. So Baruch Shalom built that into the system that, yeah, there's going to be a ma'orship ter that's going to bring us up to the next levels. Okay. Stop it.